Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And let's just start focusing on the Lord. We want to recognize that He knows exactly the situation each one of us is in. Not only does He know it, He's crafted it. He is the author and finisher of your circumstances. And it's those circumstances have been crafted for your benefit. A lot of times when things aren't going well, our prayers, our challenges to God are to get us out of those bad circumstances, to change things. But unfortunately, that's often the only time we ever talk to God, is when things are going bad. It doesn't have to be that way. The Lord always is speaking in your spirit, to your spirit. But He wants to engage your soul as well, your mind, your will, your emotions. He wants your soul fully available to your spirit so that eternal life can flow freely from His throne room into this earth through you. So during difficult circumstances, that's when we turn to Him. But He wants us to always be turning to Him. He wants us to develop those habits of always turning to Him, always receiving eternal life on a moment-by-moment basis. Now that's going to take some changes on our part. But what's one of the great things about God is that He's not asking us to make those changes in order to receive healing or grace or peace. He makes those changes in us and aligns our soul with Him because we have received healing and peace and rest and joy and comfort and freedom and answers. We receive first. So, Lord, I ask You right now to reveal Yourself to each one of us as individuals and give us a thirst and a hunger that will not be satisfied by anything but You. Lord, teach us what we need to know. Give us the direction and the guidance that we need and provide the healing that we seem to perpetually need, not only for ourselves, but for previous generations and even other members of our own household. Lord, we trust that you know what is best for us because you love us. Make that love real to us, Lord. And we give you permission. We have already in our spirit, but in our soul, in our consciousness, we give you permission to do whatever you want to do in our lives. We know we can trust you. And we thank you ahead of time for what you are doing. And Lord, we know we have enemies. And we know you have enemies in this world. So Lord, we want to make the most out of that warfare. We don't want to shrink back from those things that are uncomfortable or can even hurt us. Instead, Lord, we're willing to make mistakes, be rejected, and be wounded in the process, knowing that receiving healing from you and guidance and direction and even correction can be just as satisfying as any other part of our relationship with you. Lord, we give you permission and the freedom to do whatever you want in our lives. We join you in your goals for us. And we thank you again. We know you're going to have us ready for tomorrow, whatever tomorrow holds. And right now we take authority. We exercise authority. And we just command any interference that doesn't have a right to be here. You must go now. You have no right to be here, and you must go. You must go where Jesus sends you, and you can't come back. And any interference, Lord, that does have a right to be here, we just ask that over time and in the appropriate time and manner, you would teach us how to overcome those things that we have somehow given an inroad into our lives, whether it's through a wound or believing a lie or refusing to be changed in our soul, holding on to our own flesh, our own strength, our own control. Only you can change those things, Lord. And we just ask that you do so in a timely manner. We want to join you in that, Lord, if it's fitting. But, Lord, we know that your timetable is what's best. So we thank you for what you're going to do. But those things that we can take authority over, we do so. We take authority over the demonic interference or the occultic or the curses and the cursings and the and even, in some cases, blessings. People think it's good to control other people. And we just ask that, well, we just take authority and command to be gone all things that are trying to interfere with the direct control of God himself. Lord, any wounds, whether physical or emotional, or decisions we've made, or things we believe. Lord, just touch those things right now. Lord, even the physical. Just ask that you would release your healing into those physical situations. Lord, and even as you begin to roll back and reveal what's going on in the medical community, in the pharmaceutical industry, Lord, have your way. We thank you, Lord, as you bring light into the darkness. We understand that darkness is going to fight back. And we are trusting in you to have us ready in all ways for that battle. Thank you, Lord. So we have been talking about being able to hear God clearly and about being able to test what you hear. And as always, it comes back to, are you spending time with him? How do you get to know somebody? You spend time with them. That's how you find out what they're like. And in some respects, it's how you find out what you're like. But with God, you can spend time with him all the time. And he wants to spend his time with you. He's got nothing better to do in all of creation and to spend time with you and me and everyone in the world. To try to understand how God is, how he functions, how he is able to do what he is able to do, our minds cannot fathom, cannot be stretched to understand yet. I think part of our limiting God is we think that what we know is all there is. And every once in a while he comes along and just shakes us at our core. And I'm talking about the church, his people, those who have been born again, who are born in spirit. We think he has given us all the information we need. Well, if he's already done everything he's going to do, if he's already given us everything we need, then we don't need him. We don't need a personal relationship with God. We can just have a checklist, do the checklist, and be done with it. Just like working for any boss in any corporation. And maybe we get a promotion and then we retire and can play golf or travel or do whatever it is we had always wanted to do in heaven, in retirement. But I don't think that's what God is really planning for us, either in retirement or in heaven. I don't think his ways are our ways. And the more we are willing and able to let him be the God and accept that some of the things we believe don't reflect God's truth, the easier it is to let them go. I'd rather have truth. I'd rather have life, eternal life now, and experience it than be in control of my own circumstances, my own history, past, present, or future, my own ability to control. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Experience what he has for you and want more. Lord, stir up that thirst that will not be satisfied. That we always want more. Give us eyes for no one and nothing but you. So we've been talking about recognizing his voice and then learning how to test what we hear. Lord, is that you? But we also want to learn how to understand what it is that he's saying. Just saying, yes, that's God, isn't enough. We have to understand. Now, again, God is fully aware of where we're coming from. Now, we have a tendency to want to try to understand God using our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. We figure we should be able to. We don't want to bother him by asking, God, what do you mean by that? We figure if he wanted us to know, he would have just told us. But isn't it a sign of respect to ask, well, what did you mean by that? Rather than assuming we know what he means and what he's saying. The more effort we put into trying to figure it out on our own, the more we are trying to control God rather than turning to him. So we ask for the understanding. Lord, what does that mean? What do you mean by that? So he said something. We test it. Lord, is that you? He says, yes. We're still not sure. Lord, is that you? He says, yes, it's me. So, Lord, what do you mean by that? And this is the simplicity of a relationship with a living God. Because then he explains himself. Now, we don't go into a conversation with him out of ignorance. We understand he knows where we are and where we're coming from, and we understand his goals and his heart for us. So we're not ignorant of our own history. And very often God uses phrases and terms and situations that are unique to our own past or present or dreams, our future. So he may say something to you that if he said it to somebody else, it would mean something totally different. So what do we do with it? We take it to him. So once we realize that it is indeed the Lord speaking to us, the next task is identifying what he is saying. Again, we're each in our own situation and circumstance. And yet, for each of us, over time, we begin to become familiar with the way he speaks to us. At first, as our confidence is enhanced and nurtured and grown by the Spirit, by our spending time with him, we can approach this aspect of training objectively and kind of step back. And, for instance, write down what you believe he's saying to you. You know, keep a record, a journal. Talk it over with a trusted friend that believes this relationship is what God intended, this personal relationship with God. Now we're going to look at four ways of approaching what he's talking about. But these categories are simply descriptions of the way God already does things. This is not a checklist. This is not a constraint. This is an approach that often helps us who are not yet fully functioning as in the Spirit to learn the ways of God. And we're going to look at the way God speaks to us generally, the way he speaks to us specifically, how he speaks to us giving us direction, and how he speaks to us giving confirmation. And then finally, how he speaks to us in secrets and what he wants us to do with them. And as we approach and stand back and not get emotionally involved or critical when we are talking with him and when we hear from him, and we can be objective, we are more likely to hear what he is already saying. Now remember, this is a process. God knows where you are, and he knows what he is doing inside of you without your knowledge. He is freeing you. He is healing you, your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, and even your physical body. Now, just a reminder, your spirit is a finished work. Your spirit is already in perfect communion with the Spirit of God. Your problem, my problem, all of our problem is our soul. Now, Jesus didn't have that problem, but we do. Jesus' soul never committed sin, never experienced death or doubt or control or rejection. Now, was he rejected and wounded and hurt and misunderstood? Absolutely. How did he deal with it? He went to his Father. And that had become such an instantaneous habit with him that when anything disturbed him, he immediately, in a blink of an eye, turned to be one with his Father so that he could say, I and my Father are one. That's for us too, you and I. What he experienced to make the way for us to experience as well. To be one with the Father. Now, we've got a ways to go. And it's not because of a special gift or anointing or understanding or revelation. But God has a timing and the desire that is centered around the circumstances and lives of each one of us. What he's going to do in the world, he's going to do. What he's going to do in you, that's what he wants you to be interested in. Now, he may use you to change the world. Or he may use you to do nothing that anybody else would see. What's that to you? If he's satisfied and happy with the way things are going in your life, to argue with that and say, God, I should be doing this, that, or the other thing, you're criticizing God. You're saying you know better than he does what's right for you. Let him make the way for you. This is where contentment and rest come in. Now, certainly, you want to hear that from him. Lord, am I on the right track? Lord, in this area, is there anything you want to talk to me about? Lord, I'm thinking about going in this direction. What are your thoughts about that? Is this the right direction to go in? And what you'll see is on a moment by moment, he will guide you. But you don't have to get caught up with the fear of missing him, the holding on to the rejection, let him heal you. Again, there's no rush. God's goal is relationship with you. And he's not holding it against you that right now you may not hear him as frequently or as accurately as you'd like to. The very fact that you'd like to hear more clearly is the proof that you're hearing from him at all. If you do want to hear more clearly, more accurately, more often, if you want to be healed more, if you want to understand more, if you want to know God more, that's proof right there that God is moving in your life, that you're headed in the right direction. Because that desire cannot come from anywhere but God. Your enemies aren't going to want you to want God. Your soul, your flesh, your own control mechanisms aren't going to want you to want God. They want to stay in control. You can't have two people in control. You can't have God and your own soul in control of your life. So you've had the desire for God to be in control. That's proof that you are on the right track, that you're hearing from him. So follow what you're hearing, your instinct, shall we say. God is speaking to you, and there's proof that you are listening. Give him time and attention. He'll take care of the rest. So we'll pick it up here next week at the same time, and we'll start talking about these individual ways of objectively evaluating what God is saying to us. And that's for our benefit, not for his. So if you've got any questions, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.